This goes to Dr. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-9883, regarding June Patmore, P like Paul, A, T like Tom, M like Mary, O, R, E, date of birth 6-16-1938. Dear Dr. Wilder, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Patmore with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and renal artery stenosis. Her last visit was November 6th of 2023. She has gained about 9 pounds over the last 6 months, but she has not really noticed the weight increase and denies any fluid changes. She cannot see any swelling in her feet, no shortness of breath, no swelling in hands or any other area. Her biggest concern is that she feels like sometimes she passes some mucus in her urine, and she's not really sure where that is coming from. And so she will be discussing that with you at her next visit. And that concern would probably need further evaluation either by an OB or a GYN specialist, not OB, but GYN specialist, or possibly a urologist if it's felt to be inside the bladder where that it might be coming from. Probably a GYN first. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Cozaar is 100 milligram daily. Chlorthalidone is 25 milligrams. She takes 2 daily. Hydralazine, 25 milligram twice a day, and Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 165 pounds, pulse 89, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120/62. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/29/2024. Albumin is 3.9, calcium 10.2, creatinine is 1.38, estimated GFR is 38, that is stable. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.4. Her hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. She did have a urinalysis with culture and sensitivity. She had normal flora in the culture, and she has no urinary infection symptoms whatsoever. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of renal disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. And 3, history of paroxysmal and atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. We will continue to have labs checked every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.